I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can also check us out on your TV on NBC Sports Washington. We're presented, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, July 16th. 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Merry Christmas.
What's going on? It is an open line Thursday, by the way. Phone lines are open throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That is the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Twitter was active last night. Twitter's been active for the last day or so. All the speculation about this big Redskins bombshell story, which is going to come out, and there
still
are so
hasn't
many
come out,
rumors
right?
swirling.
I was looking at my computer this morning, didn't see anything.
Nothing. I think everybody's waiting for a Washington Post article, and as far as I can see this morning, nothing came out in the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. But everybody's waiting for it. There are some rumors swirling that has to do with kind of a culture of sexual abuse and maybe trading sex for stories. But we don't know the specifics.
That's true. We don't. Just hearing the rumors.
I heard it could actually even be like a Wall Street Journal piece. Nobody knows anything. Everyone's just speculating. It's pure speculation.
The speculation which people really seem to love, EB, is speculation that it could somehow lead to Daniel Snyder being forced out by the NFL as the owner of the team.
Frankly, that's about the only way I'm going to be interested at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if there are a couple scouts that are doing something shady and that's why they were fired, that's kind of a yawner to me.
Well, some of the rumors have Jay Gruden involved, too. And that would be more interesting.
All right. But
Although he's not here anymore. But
I know that I heard yesterday Jay was out playing golf. He didn't have a care in the world.
Oh, so, I know. I think he's been playing golf every day. I think his handicap's down to about a 4.
Yeah, so I don't know what is going on, man. There's part of me wondering if this is just all just smoke and there's, who knows, maybe lawyers fighting behind the scenes. This thing never gets published.
Yeah, it's
a possibility.
It's been rumored to come out now for about 4 or 5 days. I feel like Scott Abraham's tweet was on Sunday. We're at Thursday. Mm-hmm, so it's been a while that we've been waiting for this bombshell. Like I said, there is more speculation on Twitter. I don't know if it's, you know, verifiable by anybody. I don't know that anybody's really committed to verifying to it. I mean, some of the more wild ones that I saw have to do with EB's boy Jeff Bezos being ready to pounce because he owns the Washington Post. They're saying that Bezos might be interested in buying the Redskins and that this is some sort of power play. But Bezos isn't the guy accused of the things that the Redskins organization is accused of, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to accuse him of anything right now because it's just all just rumor, speculation. Yeah, right. You know,
I mean, what's going on? Are the Post writers just trying to piece the story together and get their sources together? I don't get it.
I don't know. There's probably huge bombshell allegations, and if it's true, and I wouldn't be surprised if some lawyers are involved. You know, saying, hey, you can't write that, or if you do, you know, who knows?
But I wouldn't be, like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if it never comes out. You just see the rumors.
Yeah, I mean, some of these rumors are outrageous. Again, I said it from the beginning. Unless it touches Dan, Bruce is already gone. Unless it touches Dan, it's going to be a bit of a yawner for me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Maybe there'll
maybe
be some stuff
it does. Look,
about some of the other guys that'll this, be
now there's an expectation, right? Because the media has been
they set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, they've been hyping it up. There's an expectation. Yeah, there's going to be worst of the worst.
Yeah, it's a lot of hype now.
Yeah, it's so much hype. It could be a big nothing burger.
But the fact that Larry retired kind of abruptly says something to me. I mean, it kind of tells you he's.
I don't want to say anything, but yeah.
Yeah, timing
well,
there
if you know something that I don't, you can put it in a hangout.
But. I don't.
As you're saying, Larry Michael, for people that don't know, is the voice of the Washington Redskins. Has been the play-by-play guy and chief content guy for the Redskins the last 16 years. He retired yesterday, and so people found the timing that curious. Here's what I'll say about Larry: he was always good to us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Larry started on the New Sports Weekend. With us in 1996, he did a show with Charles Mann back then.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the name of the show. I think it was just a Redskin show. And we started on the New Sports Weekend in 1996. And we were outsiders. Everybody else had a resume at that station. Everybody else, they were sports broadcasters. Larry, of course, came from calling boxing and Notre Dame games. And there were all kinds of people there that had either worked in radio or were journalists like Dan Daly from the Washington Times. We were outsiders. We didn't have a radio background. And Larry was always accepting, kind of liked us, and was good to us.
Still so does.
That's all
still
I know
does.
About Larry Michael.
That's all I know, yeah. It's just weird that he retires. It seems like he's distancing himself.
Well, you could do your own math and think there's something's going on, but until there is, I definitely don't want to speculate on that dude because I consider him a friend.
Yeah, right, of course. I texted him yesterday. I talked to him on text.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get anything out of him, but I just said, sad day for you, bro. Sorry.
Drab just sent over one of the kind of tweets and Reddit comments. If you go on Reddit, you can see all kinds of stuff. And this is from UPent41207.
Okay? I know. I got this sent to me 100 times yesterday.
Says, Washington Post article is coming tomorrow, Friday at the latest. So at least as of now, which is Thursday, we don't see it. Says, rats are fleeing the ship, attempting to distance themselves while they can. Others could be following suit behind Larry. This goes far higher than anyone can think. It does name some names like Larry Hess, Eric Schaefer, Jay Gruden. Says, sex assaults, drug and alcohol abuse, other owners are furious, and this could lead to Snyder's removal. In no way, Dan couldn't have knowledge of at least some of it. Minority owner is furious and fed up with Dan, saw an opportunity to strike.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll see. It's pure speculation. I mean, who's that guy?
Don't know.
I got that tweet sent to me 100 times yesterday. A million people cutting and pasting it like they had their own scoop.
But I do know this. When we were speculating about the team name change really in the last couple of weeks, we weren't kind of thinking of some sort of scandal angle. It just seemed like given the George Floyd situation and the current environment in the country and with sponsors fleeing, that was the reason that there was potentially some sort of power play. Because that's the first time we started hearing about minority owners owning 40%. And we did speculate that maybe those owners are trying to force Dan out somehow. And so maybe it's because of this.
Could be.
Possibly, yeah.
Could be. I don't have any doubts that organization is a disaster.
Always has been.
And, I mean, we've heard stories for years, and I know there's a lot of dysfunction and a lot of craziness that's gone on over there. I mean, a lot of it's already out there, but I just don't know. I don't even know for sure. I mean, I'll tell you what. The fact that Steinberg is tweeting that he doesn't know what everyone's talking about, that's a red flag for me, especially if his paper, isn't he technically an editor now? The fact that Dan is claiming publicly as of 24 hours ago that he doesn't know what they're talking, even though he's on paternity leave, that's a red flag to me. That tells me, I don't know.
A red flag in terms of what?
Well, that maybe the Post is not working on this story. Maybe somebody told me they thought it was the Wall Street Journal. The other thing is, if the Post goes out there and lights the Redskins on fire, I mean, they could certainly do that, but I guess they don't care about their access. See, that's the big problem with this whole thing, like covering sports, is access, right? A lot of times things get covered up because of access, right? And, if that's kind of one of the things here that, there's a lot going on here, a lot of times people don't like to report it, it's because they don't want to limit their access.
I woke up to take a leak at 3:30.
You checked your?
No, I didn't. But I was thinking about it, and I just stayed awake thinking, "All right, what's the story? Is it out already?" But my phone was downstairs, and I was too tired to go downstairs. So I just waited until, you know, I fell back asleep for a little bit. Just waited until 5:15 when I got up.
Yeah,
that's all I could think about from 3:30 to about 5:15 is what's the story? Is it out already?
I was laying in bed, and I got to bed late again. But around 11:45, my phone buzzed, and I'd just fallen asleep. But because my phone buzzed, I said, "Oh, that might be it. That might be my phone blowing up." Mm-hmm. And of course, I had to lean over and get it and check all my sites. And nope, nothing.
One. Yep.
Nothing. But I don't know. You don't find that strange that Barry Svilucha sort of has gone public, says he has no idea what they're talking about. Dan Steinberg's gone public, said he doesn't know what they're talking about.
I think some of his colleagues are working on this big story.
I know.
I think maybe people are trying to distance themselves if there are legalities involved.
Okay. But I think a lot of times these guys know, so-and-so's working on a big story.
Yeah, but would they come out and say that, though, on Twitter publicly?
No, they would say nothing.
Right, exactly.
Right. So them saying, "I have no idea what you're talking about," putting it out there, I don't know. But now the other part is everybody's working from home. Nobody's working from the office. So maybe they don't know. I just find it weird. I don't know. I would think Dan knows everything. Steinberg knows everything.
If he's on paternity leave for weeks, he might have just punched out.
That's true. And people are working from home, so it's a little bit of a different environment, you know. But you got to imagine, if they were working on a big story like this, it'd be the buzz of the newsroom.
Yeah, but they might have general awareness. But when they say something like, "I don't know anything," it might be, "Hey, I don't have the specifics. Right, somebody else is working on
me,
it.
But,
I don't want to be bothered by it." Because if you open the floodgates and say, "Okay, I've heard a little something," then maybe you're going to get harassed and you just don't feel like dealing with it. So you shut it down.
Understood. But I'm not, you know, now you're taking me literally from what I said. I'll have to find the quote.
I mean, people have been killing the reporters that say, "Oh, yeah, I know about this. Big news coming."
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on paternity leave.
We kind of did it yesterday.
Here's what he said: "I'm on paternity leave and know nothing about this, but this is weird." And then he links to J.P. Finley alluding to something, Jason LaConfora alluding to something, Scott Abraham, Julie Donaldson. Mm-hmm. I saw even Mike Freeman, you know, one of those national writers. He is now stepping in. So I mean, certainly leads you to believe something's going on. But
yeah, but why are we all assuming that it's going to be out in the Washington Post?
Exactly. I had somebody tell me they thought it was the Wall Street Journal.
No, I think you know, the assumption that it's coming out in the Post, you know, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Especially if he doesn't know anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think people are going with this Washington Post because there were certain Twitter accounts, including the one that I mentioned before, that said it was coming from the Washington Post. But look, I don't know anything about that Twitter account. I had never been on that Twitter account before, but that one seemed to be making the rounds. I have no idea
what Twitter accounts I was on yesterday.
Yeah, I don't have any idea if it was a verified account. I don't even understand what happened with verified yesterday. At some point, you know, I'm kind of like Jason. Sometimes I walk away from my phone, and I got back on my phone late in the evening, and I saw that blue check marks were trending, and that might have happened in the middle of the day. I don't know. Why were blue check marks trending?
I don't know. There was some sort of crash because they were hacking into Joe Biden and all that. And
because
a bunch of celebrities, Elon Musk got hacked by some guy with a cryptocurrency scam or something.
Yeah, they're posting on their page for them. It didn't even have anything to do with passwords. Somehow they have software that could just log right into their accounts and any famous persons and start posting this message that says, "Hey, if you donate $1,000, I'll double it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. So all
and
these
the great thing about crypto is
you can't trace it.
You can't trace it.
So all these famous people were in on the scam because the Russian hackers were telling them to. So they shut down all famous people's Twitter accounts.
I just know one thing: the Redskins ruined Tiger Week.
I know
they have, right?
I know. Hey, look, I said Merry Christmas off the bat.
Yeah,
just trying to get people all excited. Teeing off at 1:17 today.
Well, look, let's be honest. I love Tiger Week, but if this story does drop and it's as explosive as people are suggesting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's.
I know it's massive. Nirvana. Of course,
I mean, it's terrible. Massive. It's terrible because if it explodes, it means there's some awful things going on. But for sports radio, for a pandemic
in DC,
it'd be great,
Eric. Yep. I mean, you keep saying that, like, unless Dan's directly tied to this, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I think it's a bit of a yawner.
Well, that's definitely. I mean, if that you might have be a little disrespectful, scouts, if it's sexual assault, to call it a yawner.
Listen, I know, and you can cancel me for saying that. I'm just saying, if a couple no-name scouts were flirting with some lady or something, you know, and being disrespectful, I mean,
it'll be bigger than that.
All right, I have no idea. But unless it gets Dan.
But what I'm saying is, this isn't 2009 anymore. Like, a lot has changed even in the last few months, where this stuff isn't going to fly anymore.
Agreed. Right.
If it's under his watch, I mean, it's just such a bad look where the NFL, it could very easily step in and say, all right, you're done.
It might come off seeing if he's basically looking the other way. Now we're totally speculating, but say it was rampant, and it's rampant with everybody in the building at Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm.
It may come off as a tacit endorsement, which would be horrendous. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. If it's rampant, and like some of these threads are saying, you know, drug and alcohol abuse, and, you know, I mean, if there's sexual assault, obviously that's like criminal behavior, then obviously that's a big deal. But I'm just saying, if it's just a couple, you know, random employees being flirtatious, people could cancel them.
Yeah, but think about it, Eric. You got two scouts that are fired in July.
Yeah.
Right? And now Larry walks away. Who knows if he was forced out or not. All right? So that's three people in the last week. All right? Might be just the beginning. It's going to be bigger. If it comes out, it's going to be bigger than just, you know, a couple scouts flirting with some chick. You know that. I'm not saying Dan's going to be involved, but it's going to be bigger than that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. Speculating about what's going on, the bombshell that everybody says is coming regarding the Washington Redskins. Take your calls next here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. On an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation, you're searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Your chance to steer the show on open line Thursday, all you have to do is call us at 800-636-1067. I don't know if you guys saw this, just shifting off the Redskins topic for just a moment. If you go to thefandc.com, you'll see a story about Max Scherzer buying a home in Jupiter, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are huge fans of Jupiter, Florida.
I don't know how he could afford it.
The woods is there. Just take a look at the photos of the backyard, man. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Is that the one that was like 18 million or was that 10 million? I mean, I get.
I thought I saw it for 10. Around 9.75 million.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got eight bathrooms. Does he need eight bathrooms?
I just can't even relate to that because I just have a nice, modest home here in a nice little neighborhood, and I still haven't furnished it all in 14 years. I still have rooms that legit I haven't furnished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would furnish a 10,000 square foot house or. I mean, I can't even fathom it.
His wife will figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, or you hire somebody to do it.
I know, but it's
he's got that kind of money.
It's just so expensive, and it's, you know, for a bunch of rooms you're never going to use.
I mean, look at the walkway leading up to the front of the house. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I guess I got to Google it.
If you win the Powerball, you can hook yourself with a silly waterfront home in Jupiter with eight bedrooms or eight bathrooms.
What's the backyard like? The pool looks silly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking at
amazing.
Right now.
Oh, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Got a little gazebo out there. Looks like it's right there on the intercoastal or on a canal.
Just imagine, Drabby, if you could have harnessed that arm of yours. Just imagine. You wouldn't be living in that little condo. People joning on your belly and your dog's dong. I don't know where he went.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Sorry, I'm talking to you.
Just imagine if you were... if you had harnessed that power in your arm that you always talk about.
Oh, my NFL caliber arm?
Well, you could have that Max Scherzer backyard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just retweeted it. We retweeted it at Junks Radio, if you're curious, the article there on thefandc.com. Before we get to the phone calls at 800-636-1067, another thing I wanted to ask was, what is the current status of the Junkies Yappy Hour? I understand that we're doing it tomorrow at 6:30.
Doing it tomorrow, brother.
Did we narrow down the field to 20 dogs or so?
I sent a bunch over.
Yeah, Valdez and I are doing it today.
Yeah.
I mean, gotcha. The cutoff was last night, so we're going to reach out to people today.
Yeah, we have Eric sent a bunch of them, and then we have some backup ones, so.
Really? did you like the ones I chose? I thought it shows good-looking dogs. I tried to mix it up, too.
You had a good mix.
Yeah, I tried to mix it up. I even put a couple little shrimpy dogs in there. You know. It's hard because if you're just a generic black lab, you got to have a great picture of it, or otherwise you just look like a generic black lab to me.
Did you look into their souls? You said you were going to look at their eyes.
I was. I was. But still, let's be honest, man. Some of these dogs have a little more character, a little more look to them.
Uh-huh.
And those are the ones that are a little more interesting to me.
Can you see anything in my eyes today?
No, you're too far away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Let me tell you what my eyes are. They're red, and I'm tired because I grilled Jason about this yesterday, and it's a great recommendation, the show Outcry on Showtime. So yesterday... I finally had a chance, once the little one is asleep, to watch another episode.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't stop. I started my first episode, which was episode 2 of Outcry, at 9:30. Then I started episode 3 at 10:30. Episode 4 at 11:30. And episode 5 at 12:30.
I
was up until
1:30
in the morning. And much like Jason, I didn't cry, but I definitely had the old lump in throat.
Yeah,
definitely gets emotional at the end.
It's an incredible story. It really is.
Yeah.
Wow. That you're telling me then.
And now you, when I told you there's more to the story that you just don't know, now you know everything.
And
did you Google? Nobody's Googling and finding out where?
I did not Google it. I believe me, I considered it. When it got to like 11.
Don't get on the Google.
When it got to 11:45 last night, EB, I knew that I had to find out what happens in the end.
Yeah.
And I considered Googling it, and I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just powering through this. I'm going to pull it like it's an NBA Finals game, and I'm just going to stay up until the end. And it was worth it. It's really good.
Will someone please just DM me a freaking Showtime Go password or something so I can watch it online? Please.
It's really good.
I don't know how to do that.
Come on, man.
Jason,
I don't even know. Why would I have a password?
Take two seconds.
I just watched it on DirecTV. What password do I have? He doesn't need the Go account
because he watches it on his TV.
I understand, but everybody that has an account will have some sort of online access.
Yeah, I have no idea how to access that.
You know how like you can pay your bill online or change anything you want around with your cable access? You're given a login.
I have no idea.
Jason uses.
Don't know what my login is.
Two of the dumbest co-hosts.
Yeah,
I don't know what my login is. Help me!
So easy.
Just want a friggin' password.
You know what? Come over and.
You get like Valdez's PGA Tour password. I just want somebody's effing Showtime password.
Drabby, just
somebody
come over and figure
you.
It out.
I can do that. By the way, I was so Rick last night because I've been hearing you two talk about this show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I told I told Sarah I got a show for us to watch. It's riveting. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit sports, a little bit crime drama. I think we'll both like it. And then I fire it up and I realize it's on Showtime, which is a channel that nobody has.
That's what I said.
That's like what Eric is saying.
We broke it down. We're talking about the show play by play.
You're all fired up.
And nobody has the channel.
Right.
I told you 100 times it was on Showtime.
I just forgot. I couldn't believe we were breaking down a Showtime show.
I know. For 30 That's been minutes. My beef.
We've talked about Showtime shows for years because Homeland is on Showtime.
Yeah, and I don't watch
and
F
no
garbage.
One's following.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine, but you got to know that nobody has that channel.
I mean, more people watch Showtime shows like Homeland than they watch some of the shows that we talk about on the show. You could just look at the numbers.
Okay, wait, you and your numbers. Just give me the Showtime
password. I'm sorry, the facts get in the way. I mean,
what
a lot of people watch
it. What facts are you spouting right now?
I know in the past, and the last couple of seasons, not as much. I can
sure
look it up.
Do.
Homeland ratings at its peak were in the 10 million range.
Well, I find they got all right, well, 9 what, million
what
people stole the password.
All right, well, just figure it out.
That's
someone
like Sopranos
you.
Numbers.
Someone will tweet you the password. Well, or Drab can come over and figure out my login. I just want you to watch it so we can talk about
it. I'm butt-sized to watch it.
Because JP and I can't talk about it now.
Yeah. I mean, now I can't watch it until Monday because I'm going to be watching golf for the next 4 days.
Right.
But
I thought you were teeing it up today.
I am actually teeing it up today. So I'll record it somehow and watch what I can when I get home. But, yeah, playing out at Waverly Woods today.
Oh, the woods.
I got to thank my main buddy over at Gotham. Took care of my grips. So I'm psyched to see if I'm hitting my irons back to normal again. Can't wait for that. But,
good
yeah,
buddy.
Tiger tees off at 1, right?
117.
Yeah, see, I'll miss that completely because my tee time's at 2.
Can you imagine if fans were allowed on the course? He's playing with Koepka and Rory.
Yeah. There could be right, some.
I may have overstated.
They won't even talk as Tiger.
I may have
talk.
Overstated the viewership on Homeland at
yeah,
10
by
million.
What?
But 2.36 million
okay,
is, by,
you
is
missed
a pretty
it by 7.5
number.
Million.
Okay, but you know what? Some of the shows you talk about, all those shows on Discovery would die for 2.36 million.
Okay. But at least everybody has Discovery Channel. I mean,
but
TV,
more people are watching the shows on Showtime, like Homeland.
I'm not sure, man. You're probably right, but who knows? Naked and Afraid's been on for 15 years.
I'm reading Naked and Afraid had 4.16 million total views.
Ooh, that probably includes their online, but still, I'll take it.
That was the premiere.
It's always a competition.
And then Homeland season 7 averaged about a million to 1.2 million an episode.
Oh, so it did three times that one?
That's what it looks like. Now I don't know what total viewer is.
Yeah.
That could be
I'm sure it's some
cumulative.
Yeah.
Sound like still. Facts to me.
They do sound like some facts.
Big facts.
Big facts. JP's fever. Does he even have a laptop to Google?
He's Googling so hard right now.
Yes. Well, you just went with a total different metric. Come with the same metric.
The metric was millions.
JP, we're just messing around.
Yeah, come on, relax.
In general, right. Nobody has Showtime.
Nobody
Bottom
cares.
Line is figure out how to get Showtime. Or just
do you
want
a password? I will give you a password right now.
No, I know, but you have some shady thing. I'm going to jail for your password.
It's not shady. You can log
it's
in.
It's going to be some terrible thing. I'm going to end up in prison when I use your passwords. But, yeah, sure. Put it in a Hangout. I got my brand new computer that I'm using today. So I'm psyched for this laptop. But I got to figure out how to use it. I got some Razer. It's like a gamer. You would get a kick out of it. It's totally a gamer laptop.
Yeah.
It's got all this fancy design, and it's all glow in the dark and everything. But I just wanted to work for basic stuff. But for some reason, when I type in the search bar, that thing's locked. So I got to figure out how to open that. I could talk to Cortana, but I just want to type. Anyway, got to figure that out.
All right, so we have any callers? Anybody want to chime in on this story?
Well, the thing is, we could do 4 hours of speculation on the skins. And maybe we should, because people get sized.
Yeah, I think
but we got to preface it by saying it's all speculation at this point.
Correct.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, but people love it. They love skins fans, non-skins fans, just average sportsmen. They just love – my neighbors are texting me right now going, what's the story? What's the story? They don't even watch football.
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, everybody in town's heard 9 million stories, but I don't know what the story is. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've heard some interesting stories these last couple days. Been pretty fun.
Oh, I have too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Heard some interesting names too.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be in the dumb piece. All right, let's go to line one. Let's see. Is Dale there? Dale Jr.?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Okay.
Hanging in there.
Good. I have nothing on the story whatsoever, waiting like you guys are. Diehard Redskins fan. I dropped a couple tears, actually, when they announced changing the name. I've been a fan for 40 years. I'm right outside of Carlisle, PA, where they've had training camp for 30-plus years. But I used to call in all the time and talk with JP and Sean Springs, Fred Smoot on Redskins Talk. So do you remember me, JP? Dale Sr., the painting, the race car driver.
Okay, anyway, yeah, I do remember you, actually.
Okay. Well, hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, God.
What do you want to call in for?
All right, well, anyway, I was just saying I listen to you guys. I'm not the guy that, you know, at the pool, like, comes up and says, haven't listened to your show in a while, you know, what's going on. But anyway, I listen to you guys and then DVR the rest of it. I take the radio.com. I'm a painter. I go in the house as you guys start talking about poopy and buns and stuff, and they're looking at me all weird, so I got to shut it down.
All right.
I watch the rest of it on DVR when I get home, so it's pretty funny.
Drab, well, I thought you vetted the call, Drab. Where's the vetting process?
Dale's been on the show 100 times. I don't know what's going on with him.
Get to the point.
Yeah, I'm just a diehard fan, guys. I've never pulled the trigger on calling. Just too nervous. Figured you guys joan on me and
don't pull it again.
It's good instinct you had.
What you're doing?
Dale, as nice as it is to get a compliment and to catch up with you from the years on the Redskins Talk Show.
Yeah.
We want you to call in with a point.
There was no point. I just wanted to say good.
Damn.
Self-acknowledge he had no
point. You guys are just harsh.
I mean, come on. By the way, this was the other rumor that was coming around last night, and I'm going to say this. If I reject it out of hand. Okay, I reject this, but people are sending me this.
Mm-hmm.
That Snyder was on Jeffrey Epstein's list.
I saw that, too.
The black book list.
I saw that, too.
There's no way that's true. I reject that out of
hand. I don't believe it either.
It's just not possible. He's not involved in sex trafficking.
No,
I like wild theories.
Yeah.
I mean, like the wild theories.
I don't like the guy either, but I'm not putting that out there.
I like that his yacht is in Europe.
He's ready to avoid being extradited. So they're telling me he was hanging out with Prince Andrew.
Hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell.
They wouldn't hang out with that loser, with that nerd with no personality. No chance.
All right. Phone number if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. It is your chance to steer the show here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. You know, a couple days ago, we were able to connect with Martin McCauley, who is the guy from Alexandria, Virginia, who has a ton of trademarks on the Redskins' name. And when McCauley came on the show, he seemed to indicate that he wasn't in it for the money. He just is kind of a placeholder. He has the trademarks, and the Redskins should contact him if they want to be the Red Hawks or any of these names that he holds. I've seen some different stories since then. Have you seen that he says, well, maybe we can talk? Mm-hmm. Seems like now he may be angling for a little something. And I don't blame him for it.
I don't blame him for it. I read that he spent $20,000 on trademarks.
Yeah, man, it's a lot.
Did you read that number?
I think he had over 40 trademarks. And
I read it was
$20,000.
He wants that money back and then some, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I know from doing the Sports Junkies trademark, it's, you know, I can't remember the exact amount. I know each of you guys contributed. We chopped it four ways, but it was, you know, a couple hundred dollars, $300-$400.
Yeah, I don't know. There have been conflicting reports. I think Shorts was all over it, right? Like, he's been saying different things to different people. He acted like he was being benevolent to us, and he just wanted to help speed up the process. But then there are other places, you know, I'm sure, as JP mentioned, where he's saying, you know, he actually does want to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, he tweeted out. He says, I think 10 days of offering to give the NFL my trademarks for free is enough. So just that sentence alone says he's not doing it for free anymore. He goes, my new answer will be something vague, like I never expected anything, but I will entertain any offer they want to make. So
they want to make nothing.
His tune has changed.
Yeah, they're going to want to offer you nothing. They're just going to smash you, you know, like a pizza on the road. Like, you're just going to be nothing, going to just run over you. So, I don't know. It seems like a silly endeavor, unless you want some ADs. The guy's getting a lot of ADs right now.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got his picture in the Washington Post.
Yep.
So, you know, he's got to be happy about that. That'll be his big day. But I don't see any money coming his way. Just don't see it. I think the Redskins will pay him zero.
Well, we'll see.
I don't even think his names are that good. Like, if you look at the list of names he's got, which one would they possibly want?
What's the best one?
I don't even remember. Monuments or something? I mean, does anybody really want that?
No.
I know he thinks he's got red tail hawks or something, or red hawk wolves or something. He's got something weird.
So he doesn't have red wolves. He doesn't have warriors.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's got like
monuments, obviously can't have
pandas.
Red wolves.
Does he have Washington Defender? I don't even know if he has that. The SFL name.
He's all over the place because he told us.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, and now he's saying that he'll do it for the right price.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's what I introduced. Yes.
All right, well, I just put my headphones on.
I don't know why he didn't just tell us that.
Well, because he's been telling people different things, you know. He'd tell us what his favorite name is. He'd tell somebody else a different name. Let me see. I'm trying to find the list of all the dumb names that guy's got. I remember looking at the list going, unimpressive.
Yeah.
Let me see. He's got.
Well, he doesn't have the two that the Redskins fans like and the Redskins that probably Dan Snyder likes.
He's got Washington. Is that right? They say he's got Washington Red Wolves. No way, but I don't think that one. He's filed
I think he has
for that.
Like Red Hawk tails, as you said. He doesn't
something
have
like
the
that.
Exact.
This article says he's got Red Wolves. I don't think he does. It says Washington Monuments, Washington Americans. Nobody wants that. Washington Veterans. Those names stink.
Well, how can he have Red Wolves when Arkansas State has it?
I don't think he does. I think maybe he might have filed for it, but he hasn't. I mean, it hasn't been given to him, maybe.
Well, here's what I do know. He's got a bunch of names. He may be trying to capitalize on it now, even though he wanted to act benevolent and say that he wasn't in
Renegades
it for the money.
Is one he's got. I kind of like that one, actually.
Here's what I know. The stories are that the Redskins organization, which is no longer the Redskins organization, the Washington organization, that they want to have a new name in place before training camp. Training camp for the NFL teams would start in basically a week and a half. Yeah. I don't know what's happening on that front. I don't think any of us believe training camp is going to start on time for any of these franchises. But theoretically, we're talking about 10 days until training camp.
Yeah, but just like the MLB season, I mean, it got dramatically constricted.
I understand that, but my point is the timeline is actually pretty short as to when they allegedly would have a new name in place and a new logo. All these things which they claim the NFL supposedly is pressuring the organization to have it ready come training camp. They don't want a placeholder this season. They want what the new name and what the new logo is going to be whenever the season actually happens.
Right. Well, we've heard conflicting reports on that. We've heard it takes 2 years to change your name and logos and the trademarks, and then we've heard
there's no way they can turn it around.
The NFL wants to do it in a week.
Yeah.
And there's no way they start training camp on time. There's just no way. Not with all the out clauses that the players want. They got to negotiate all that.
It's going to be delayed. Nobody wants to go into some of these towns right now where they're super hot with a bunch of cases. So they needed to cool down a little bit. So I think buying time is probably good for everybody. It'll certainly be good for Dan. But I don't even think, even if you gave Dan 2 months, I don't think you'd get a trademark turned around that quick. Like, officially?
You get a pending. You know, so if there was something open, you might be able to get a pending trademark.
Well, we know it's not open, especially if he's going for Red Wolves or Red Tails or Warriors.
I don't know. It's funny that with this non-story, the huge story which hasn't come out yet, which is really a non-story, that's all of a sudden front and center, and the name change thing is on the back pages now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a massive deal, but it's like old news now.
It's amazing how a non-story so far has gained this much steam.
Yep.
And it's incredible. A testament to how important the franchise is to people. At the end of the day, and also how much people are into, like, gossip.
Yeah, rookies were supposed to report to Richmond, and we know it's not going to be in Richmond, on July 27th. So I don't know what the updated timeline is for training camp, but theoretically, if pre-pandemic, that's what the schedule was. So we would have been, 11 days away from rookies reporting, and then the veterans would report the next day. But, of course, they already canceled the Hall of Fame game. I think they're going to cancel most of the preseason, if not all of the preseason, because the NFLPA doesn't want to have any preseason games. So all these timelines are going to change. It's just interesting.
So many hurdles.
It's on the back burner right now, but theoretically they should be working on this name change. So the organization may have to deal with a potential bombshell coming out in the newspaper in the next day or two. But it should be working on the name change and the logo and all of those things behind the scenes right now.
They might have bigger fish to fry, too.
Well, I'm wondering, I don't want to speculate because I like Larry so much, but like, why would he leave? Like, if he thinks leaving, how's that going to get him out from underneath this?
Well, he could have been forced to leave.
Right, but.
And he may just want to focus.
I'm just saying that could be a possibility.
He's part of it. If he's part of it, he may just want to focus on it and not have to deal with a job.
Yeah, because it's going to be so big.
Again, this is speculation.
I don't want to speculate.
As I said
Larry
to people online yesterday, and I think I say this on behalf of all of us, Larry was always good to us. We've known him since we were doing the New Sports Weekend, which was 1996.
I 100% consider him a friend.
He always supported us, consider him a friend, and don't know if he's tied into the story. Or maybe just wanted to move on. I don't know. We don't know what's going on there. We do know this. Yeah. We've always heard that Redskins Park is toxic. And it's toxic because of the boss, Daniel Snyder.
I'm afraid he's going to be able to get away with whatever's going on because he'll just say, I'm never in the country. I'm in Europe half the time.
And that may be a valid defense. That may be a valid defense.
Is it though? Let's say you're running an organization that's out of control. You're the head guy, but you're never there. Well, you're still ultimately responsible.
You know what? That might not fly with the NFL. It might not fly with Goodell. You know, he might say, you know what? That's no excuse. This is your team. It's making the league look bad.
Right. So, if they're actual like legit sexual assaults.
Yeah, I could see them
trying
to force him out.
Criminal sexual assaults. Yeah,
I could see them trying to force him out.
But if it's just a guy, but how a legit guys,
are
like,
they? How legit are they in terms of legit criminal assaults if they haven't been arrested? You know what I mean?
We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be. What if? What? See, now we're just speculating. It's so dumb. But what if it's sexual assault stuff, and everybody knew, and they just were like been covering it up for 10 years. You know, like they knew. Oh, this happened. They paid this girl off. They knew this happened. They paid that girl off. You know. Then now you might be onto something.
Yeah, well, I mean,
this is all just pure speculation.
It doesn't even have to be sexual assault. I mean, the girls could be willing to do it. But if that's the look, if they're having these so-called sex parties, you know, on the island somewhere. Right. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a crime.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. It could still be a bad look.
It's still a huge look. Yeah,
what if they had orgies?
Silly. Yeah.
Dance night or orgies.
Yeah, you'd be jealous.
My new favorite team.
All right, let's take a break.
Pure garbage.
Nobody knows. Open up the phone lines again. It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.